This is Midwest Radio Ireland. Welcome to our historic St. Patrick's Day shortwave broadcast. We are broadcasting on a frequency of 11715 kHz in the 25 meter band. This is Midwest Radio Ireland.
Wir begrüßen Sie zu unserer historischen St. Patrick's Day Kurzwellenübertragung aus der Dorfschaft New England. Wir übertragen aus der Frequenz 1157 kHz auf dem 25 Meter Band. Eine Sendung in Deutsch folgt um 12:30 UTZ. Sie hören Midwest Radio in Irland.
Ici Radio Midwest, Irland. Soyez les bienvenus à notre transmission historique de la fête de la Saint-Patrick. Les noms ondes courtes du Néon. Nous transmettons sur 11.75 kHz sur la bande des ondes courtes fréquence 25. Un programme en langue française sera transmis à 13h. Vous écoutez la radio Midwest, Irlande.
De España. En este día especial para la radio irlandesa, deseamos a toda nuestra audiencia fuera de nuestro país un día de San Patricio muy feliz.
Questa è la radio Midwest dell'Irlanda. Benvenuti alla nostra storica trasmissione per la festa di San Patricio su onde corte da Mayo, Irlanda. Trasmettiamo su frequenza di 11715 nel settore 25 metri. Segue un programma in italiano alle ore 13:50 UTC. Ascoltate la radio Midwest dell'Irlanda.
Three Balearic Cortes, Tiet Mil Fáilte, Egan Quail, Astoral Shop. This is Michael Commons here in Ballyhonus, County Mayo in Ireland, and it is my very special honour and privilege to extend a warm and friendly greeting to all our listeners to our historic shortwave radio broadcast on this great feast day of St. Patrick, when Irish people around the world celebrate their sense of Irishness and their thoughts turn to home. Home is that island country on the western fringes of Europe, from where millions of its sons and daughters have emigrated over the years, starting new life in many parts of the world. You can find the Irish almost anywhere, from the Arctic Circle to beneath the Southern Cross. They are scattered throughout the United States and Canada, in Central America, Argentina, Peru, Chile and Brazil. You can find them in every country in Europe, in vast numbers in Britain, and in many in the Middle East and Asia, and in the Philippines. Today, in a very special way, we remember those wonderful Irish people who have given and continue to give a life of unrivaled and dedicated service to the African continent. We greet our missionary priests and sisters and lay people whose contribution to Africa and love for that continent has been truly awesome. We greet the volunteer workers from the various relief agencies whose lives are an example to all of us and who, in their own quiet and gentle ways, have brought glory and honour to Ireland. They are among our finest ambassadors. We extend a very special welcome also to those of you who have no direct association with Ireland. We hope you can stay with us for our St. Patrick's Day special, when we hope to bring you a flavour of the big day, together with stories, music and song, interviews, and lots of requests for our listeners in many parts of the world. Our phone number here at Midwest Radio for overseas callers is 00353-907-30. We will continue in English until 12:30 GMT or UTC, whichever you prefer, and we will commence our 30 minutes in German at 12:30. This will be followed by 30 minutes in French at 1300 hours. A 20 minutes program in Spanish will commence at 13:30, and at 13:50 UTC we will broadcast 15 minutes in Italian. A 10 minutes program in Gaelic, the Irish language, will follow at 14:05, and we will return to programs in the English language at 14:15 UTC. That's a 2:15 here in Ireland and Britain. This will continue for 1 hour and 45 minutes until we finish our transmission at 16 hours GMT. We are asking one favour of listening to our podcast today. Please write to us and let us know about reception in your area and what you think about our programs. It is very important that we get a big response to this historic broadcast, especially if you would like to hear similar broadcasts from Ireland in the future. Write to us at Midwest Radio, Mayo, Ireland, and Mayo was spelled M-A-Y-O. Our first choice of music today relates to our own part of Ireland. The singer is Kevin Prendergast, who was born 5 miles from where we are broadcasting right now, and who resides in Manchester for many months of the year. Here we listen to Kevin as he sings his own song on this St. Patrick's Day. Let's go back to the County Mayo. I wanna find where my
Count Mayo, and a song he composed himself, Let's Go Back to Count Mayo. A very appropriate song, I think. Coming to you from the west of Ireland. We hope you're getting good reception wherever you're picking us up, and we welcome you all to our special broadcast from Ireland today, the feast day of St. Patrick. Now I'm joined by my co-presenter for the afternoon, Amy McNally, and Amy has lots of the news round up from today, and also some of the sport that's happening, and it will be coming up later in the afternoon.
Thanks, Michael. We'll hit some of the news stories affecting Ireland today and affecting the world. In a St. Patrick's Day message, the President said it is time to pay tribute to the diaspora of Ireland throughout the world. Henry Robinson said the worldwide support for the process of reconciliation that must take place if peace is to take root in this island has been very encouraging. President Robinson said she looked forward to a continuation of that support for the efforts to bring peace to troubled communities, which are proceeding with renewed vigour. Gerry Adams has once again given no hint of a resumption of the IRA ceasefire during the St. Patrick's Day speech in New York. The Sinn Féin president said he hoped there would be an end to violence in the north, but said it wasn't up to us to declare truce. However, he told guests at a banquet that he stands for peace. Meanwhile, the Tory Secretary explained that last night called for unity between Dublin and London in order to get the peace process back on track. Speaking at the St. Patrick's Day ball in London, Mr. Spring said cooperation is essential if progress towards a political solution is to be made. Parades are taking place all over the country and beyond today. There is to be a parade in Birmingham, in England, for the first time since the 1974 bombings in the city. Traditionally, the biggest parade is in Dublin, where the organisers say people are in for a surprise with a totally new look event. It was a Mother's Day surprise for a County Galway woman earlier this morning. The woman, who was on her way to Galway University Hospital from the Aran Island of Inisiair, delivered her baby girl en route in a helicopter. A hospital spokeswoman says this morning that both mother and baby are doing fine. It's believed it's the first airborne Irish birth. And if you're a Lotto fan in Ireland, there's no winner of last night's Lotto. The numbers drawn were 1, 13, 20, 22, 32 and 36. In other news, Britain has observed a minute's silence in honour of the 16 children and their teacher massacred in Dunblane last Wednesday. Radio and television stations across the country fell silent at 9:30 in sympathy with the families of those who died. The Queen will pay a visit to the town later today. British serious killer Rosemary West is seeking an appeal against her conviction. She was sentenced to life imprisonment last November for murdering 10 young women and girls, among them her own daughter. Lawyers for Mrs. West will be in court tomorrow. They're expected to tell three judges that the 41-year-old former housewife was tried by the media before she even got to court and so had no chance of a fair trial. Pope John Paul has made his first public appearance after a recent illness. The 75-year-old pontiff is recovering from fever, which left him unable to deliver last week's Sunday address at St. Peter's Square. He's taking part in a beatification ceremony in St. Peter's Basilica this morning. Taiwan is to set up emergency committees in the run-up to the country's first presidential elections on March 23rd. The committees will handle any emergencies on election day, which coincides with a new round of Chinese war games in the straits separating the countries. And China's Prime Minister warned US naval ships not to enter the Taiwan Straits. Li Ping said today that the use of force against China would bring bad results. He said the Chinese government will in no way accept the practice of one country imposing its views on another. Finally, to Moscow, where St. Patrick's Day has become a big event over the last number of years. This year, 18 bands and 26 floats will take part in the 5th annual Aerienta St. Patrick's Day parade in the Russian capital. Among the attractions on this year's extravaganza are the Russian Ministry of Defense brass band, the Ministry of Culture band, and the Cossack stunt band. And I think we'll have a look at sports. Mike, what's happening at Croke Park this afternoon?
Well, the All-Ireland Club Finals are on today in Croke Park, National Stadium. And it features the hurlers of Armstrong, the top of the northern part of our country. For the second year in a row, they're trying to win this prestigious title. And they're coming up against a 6-mile bridge from County Clare, county to the south of where we're broadcasting today. And of course, the county that won the All-Ireland Hurling Final last September. So that game promises to be a cracker. It starts at 2 o'clock. And I know there'll be good support for both teams. And the football final brings together a team that has really won the hearts of the people of Ireland in a big way. Here are all from Carlow County. It doesn't feature that often in the football league finals of Irish GAA history, but there's a great romance with this particular team, Era Oak, and they're taking on Lauren Rangers from down in Kerry, and that game is at 3:30. Now, in the English part of the program later on, when we refine things and research their broadcast, we'll be bringing you details and results from the first game and an update on the second game before we go off here at 4 o'clock. And if anybody wants to bring in after that, we will kindly pass on the results to them.
Talking about sporting fixtures and maybe results as well, there were two board Gash Premier Division soccer matches last night. Results: Athlone Town 2, St. Patrick's Athletic 2, Sligo Rovers 0, Galway United 2. And on the rugby front, the Leinster Schools Senior Cup Final takes place at Lansdowne Road today. Blackrock take on Newbridge. And just going international for a while, in case you didn't hear the result of the big fight, Mike Tyson easily beat Frank Bruno in the world title fight in Las Vegas earlier this morning. He unleashed a savage burst of punches in the third round, leaving Big Frank on the ropes. In another boxing day, Prince Nassim took only 35 seconds to retain his WBO featherweight title against Nigerian challenger Saeed Lawal. And soccer, that's English soccer. There's a big match today. Not English soccer, but British soccer. Rangers are at home to Celtic in a match that many feel will decide who wins the league. And in Premiership action in Britain today, Everton travel to Leeds United. In the First Division, Sunderland go to Birmingham.
Thank you. That's a comprehensive roundup of what's happening this side of the world in sport today. Now, those of you who are listening to us abroad, and hopefully we're coming in loud and clear over Europe and many parts of Africa and the Middle East, if you'd like to fax us here at the station, our number is 00353 907 31066, and we have a second fax number at 00353, that's the access code for Ireland, 907 30285. That's 00353 907 30285, and you can let us know how we're coming across in your part of the world today. Okay, I think we'll take some more music now, and this is a gentleman that has been very popular here in this country for many, many years. Here he's going to sing an old ballad called The Cliffs of Dreams. Could you do more? Join Archbishop Michael Neary Victor of Tulum, and he would like to send greetings to all our listeners overseas on the special feast day of our national strength.
Around the St. Patrick's Day time, we are all very conscious of our immigrants. Very few families here in the West are unaffected by immigration. Our immigrants have integrated extremely well into their host countries and are making very significant contributions to the social, to the cultural, the industrial, and the religious life of the adoptive country. As Archbishop of Tuam and Chairman of the Irish Bishops' Commission for Immigrants, I had occasion last November to meet the chaplains, the priests and sisters who work with our Irish immigrants in New York and in Boston. The overall impression which the chaplains give, and they are very much in touch with the situation, is that the faith and solid home background that nourished Irish boys and girls in Ireland is far from lost. They have much to give to the society to which they have immigrated. The chaplains acknowledged all of this and are concerned about how best to confirm and to nourish what is there in abundance. It is very encouraging to witness the enthusiasm, the work rate, and the confidence which our immigrants have gained. We should distinguish between voluntary and involuntary immigration. Many graduates have gone to gain experience to give up their skills in other countries. There is a very good network there for Irish men and women, and the church has been very supportive of them. Of course, people at home love to see them coming back. They enjoy their visits, and these visits are mutually enriching, and I would encourage the immigrants to continue this trend. On this St. Patrick's Day, I would like to take this opportunity to wish all of our immigrants a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Dan of the Fela Quarrig.
Okay, there you had Archbishop Michael Leary, who's Archbishop of Tuam here in the west of Ireland, the place we're broadcasting from. Now we're ready to join the Church of Ireland, Bishop Tuam Leary, for his St. Patrick's Day message to our exiles.
It's a great privilege for me to send all of you greetings from the west of Ireland. I'm Bishop John Neal of the Church of Ireland, part of the worldwide community of Church of the Anglican Communion. We're a small part of the community here, but with our fellow Christians of all traditions here in the west of Ireland, we're totally committed to seek ways of peace and reconciliation among all the people who live in this island. Here in the west of Ireland, there are many new opportunities awaiting us, but also challenges to meet an increasingly integrated and evolving European Union. We've experienced encouraging results of local enterprise and development, but we also feel the effects of continuing immigration, especially among our younger people. Those of you with Irish means who are listening to this program, especially those with West of Ireland means, will be much in our thoughts and prayers as we celebrate our national saint. Patrick was a person of peace and of reconciliation, and full of the love of God, all God's people. And in most of our churches today, we sing some of the breastplate of St. Patrick, that hymn to the Blessed Trinity that sums up so much of our faith and land. May I leave you with just a few lines for us as a prayer and a blessing. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ in crime, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth. Friend and stranger. God bless you.
That's Bishop John Neal, the Church of Ireland Bishop from the Diocese of Tuam here in the west of Ireland. And you heard him recite St. Patrick's breastplate. And years ago underneath that was James Last and members of Corpus Culturium playing a lovely piece of Irish music, Mearna Hearn, the Women of Ireland. Today is Mother's Day as well, Mothering Sunday today. And we're going to have a little piece of music now which extends St. Patrick's breastplate for us. It's the full St. Patrick's breastplate. It's sung by Rita Connolly. It's from an album called The Pilgrim.
I arise today through the strength of heaven. Light will come. Wir sind seit 1975 hierher gekommen in Urlaub und Es war immer so, als wenn wir nach Hause kämen jedes Jahr und wollten einfach versuchen, hier mal zu leben.
Jörg, du, deine Frau und dein Sohn sind noch nicht allzu lange in Irland. Erzähle uns mal kurz eure Geschichte.
Ähnlich wie bei Karin, immer im Urlaub hierher gekommen und hat uns sehr gut gefallen. 1988 haben wir ein Haus gekauft und 1993 sind wir dann geblieben für immer.
Kannst du uns etwas zu deiner Heimat Millau sagen? Inzwischen gibt es ja einige Verbindungen mit Deutschland.
Ja, ich erzähle etwas über, kurz über unsere Geschichte von Millau und dann die Verbindungen. Garschaft Millau, der Name übersetzt heißt Tal der Eiben, liegt an der Nordwestküste Irlands. Millau, eine der größten Garschaften des Landes, ist aber sehr dünn besiedelt. 3000 Jahre vor Christus haben sich die ersten Bauern hier eingesiedelt. Alte Fellmauer und Hofruinen von dieser Zeit wurden letztlich hier ausgegraben. In einem Landesmuseum an der Nordküste Straße wird bildlich dargestellt, wie die damaligen Bauer den Boden so lange ausgenutzt haben. Kurzauf, er versäuerte. Dieses Verfahren gab die Voraussetzung für das Wachsen des Torfes. Deshalb hat Millau heute so viele Hektar Torf. Wir nennen das hier Borg. Die Landschaft ist sehr wechselhaft, karge Berge, grüne Felder, hohe Klippen und wunderbare Sandstrände. Vor der Westküste haben wir kleine und große Inseln, bewohnt und unbewohnt. Die großen davon und durch eine Brücke mit Südwesten verbunden ist Ackle Island, den deutschen Ehrenfang sicher bekannt durch Heinrich Böhls irische Tagebuch. Herr Böhl hat auf dieser Insel ein Haus gehabt. Verbindungen zwischen Deutschland und Irland gehen zurück bis in den frühen Mittelalter. Deutsche Mönche haben schon in den 8. Jahrhundert in Deutschland Kloster aufgebaut. Später im 19. Jahrhundert wurden von englischen Landlords Felser als Farmer auf ihre Estates eingesetzt. Noch heute findet man in einigen Gegenden, zum Beispiel in Ballina, County Mayo, Familiennamen, die um die Zeit erinnern. Ein deutscher Besucher in den 19. Jahrhundert, J.H. Kohl, vielleicht ein Vorfahrer des heutigen Herrn Kohl, schrieb über die Armut der irischen Landbevölkerung. Gegenwärtige Kontakte mit Deutschland beziehen sich auf Kultur. In 1980 nur 50 Schulen in ganz Irland lernten Deutsch. Heute sind das über 800 Schulen. Fast alle Schulen in Millau geben Deutschunterricht. Die Lehrer und Lehrerinnen fördern Schüleraustausch, Brieffreundschaften und Reisen nach Deutschland. Landeskunde haben wir in den letzten Jahren in unseren Unterricht aufgenommen. In Keltemarf, wo ich unterrichte, haben wir kulturelle Kontakte mit Ursensalern in der Oberpfalz und auch mit Konstanz am Bodensee. Ursensalern hat eine Blaskapelle, Konstanz eine Fanfarenzug, die schon öfters bei uns vor St. Patrick's Day zu Gast waren. Mitglieder der Ursensalern Blaskapelle sind alle Jugendliche und wurden bei unseren Schulen für die Zeit einquartiert. Wir haben auch schon einen Gegenbesuch, allerdings ohne Musik, in Ursendalen verbracht. Viele unserer Orte sind Patenstädte mit deutschen Städten, wie Swinford in County Mayo, mit Schweinfurt in Deutschland. Und Kilmorris sucht dringend eine Patenstadt. Trotz der großen Entfernung fühlen wir uns in Mayo eine große Sympathie mit den Deutschen und Deutschland.
Vielen Dank, Anne. Wir sind uns hier alle einig, dass irische Musik etwas Besonderes ist. Als kleine Kostprobe hier ein Stück der Gruppe klettert.